The annual Australia-US ministerial talks, they're known as AUSMIN, have wrapped up in Perth. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and US Defence Secretary Leon Panetta reaffirmed the close strategic partnership between the two countries during their meetings with their Australian counterparts, Bob Carr and Stephen Smith. The talks came at a delicate time in global affairs, sandwiched between the re-election of Barack Obama in the United States and the unveiling later today of the new leadership team in China. Our Foreign Minister Bob Carr has told political editor Alison Carabine that greater military cooperation in the Indian Ocean was canvassed as part of America's pivot towards the Asia Pacific.
We'd expect evidence of increased US engagement to accumulate over time. There's nothing immediate, and indeed when it comes to increased ship visits to HMAS Stirling in Fremantle, that this would be subject to long-term, low-level further study.
How long will that take, Bob Carr? When could we see increased US access to HMAS Stirling?
A matter of years or decades. There's nothing immediate.
Is it that also the case when it comes to access to airfields in northern Australia?
Well, again, that was announced as part of a package in 2011, and that will gather pace over time. But there is nothing in the communique, nothing out of our 2 days of talks, that would surprise any other nation in the Asia Pacific. It is steady as she goes. This is business as usual.
Steady as she goes, but as the tempo ticks up, the alliance draws even closer. How important is it to proceed slowly and cautiously so as not to alienate China?
Well, I don't think this is a focus on China in any of this. Either the evidence of increased defence cooperation announced last year, or any suggestion that this year has been a matter of going slowly out of fear of offending China. The fact is, as we've said to our Chinese friends, we recognise that an increasingly economically powerful China will upgrade and modernise its military. By the same token, in the same spirit, Australia is entitled to look after its own defences as a nation with a relatively small population over a vast territorial spread. And one way we will do that is by nurturing our treaty relationship with the United States. I think the Chinese appreciate the predictability of Australia being a treaty partner of the United States. They know exactly how we tend to the great challenge of looking after the security of this continent. There are no surprises in that for them.
The timing of these AUSMIN talks has been critical because later today China will unveil its new leadership team. Xi Jinping will replace Hu Jintao as the Communist Party leader and president. Will he be more of a reformist than President Hu?
There's been extensive Australian contact with the new Chinese leadership, both Xi and both the new premier. We expect continuity will govern Chinese policy in most respects, certainly in terms of their relationship with Australia. There's mounting evidence of economic cooperation. You've got Chinese investment in Australia. Well, it's still low. It's about 2% of foreign direct investment in this country compared with 27% coming from the US. It's still useful that China's legitimate concerns about food security and resource and energy security are met through a relationship with a reliable partner like Australia. I don't think you can put a price on that.
Do you think that the nature of China's relationship with the United States will be one of Xi's more immediate challenges, especially with America's so-called pivot into the Asia-Pacific region?
Well, Xi has said that, and the Americans certainly expect it. But bear this in mind, both the United States and China keep assuring Australia that their relationship is in robust, good health. Their relationship is good. And this is relevant given the tendency of commentators in Australia to say that somehow Australia's got to make a choice between the United States and China. The US and China both tell us that their relationship is in good working order.
Bob Carr, you have spent the past few days with Hillary Clinton in Perth. This is her final visit to Australia before stepping down as Madam Secretary. You are on personal terms with the Clintons. Do you believe she will countenance other roles in public life after she's had a break?
Well, having heard her husband talk about public service, I remember on one occasion President Clinton saying that he is totally wedded to public service, and were it possible, he would have stood for a third. I think he might even have said a fourth term as president. I don't believe that Hillary Clinton could separate herself from the demands and challenges of public service.
And would she be a good president of the United States?
It's not up to me to baptise potential presidents of the United States, but her experience... Everyone admires the energy and the intelligence she's brought to the job of Secretary of State.
Foreign Minister Bob Carr speaking with our political correspondent Alison Carabine overnight. Bob Carr was speaking in Perth after those Osmin talks. It's 7:45 on Breakfast.